And if I forget about what I'm going through for a minute and I dive in community, not only do I heal, but I also see where each and every one of us here can help each other out.
What if you, with purpose and mindfulness, decided to surround yourself with positivity? What if you walked away from negative energy? What if you were constantly the positive energy in every room you walked into until it became so contagious that you positively impacted everyone around you? How would that impact your life? You're listening to Compassionate Mindfulness with Xenia, the podcast that will inspire you to use your story to change the world. Hello, beautiful souls. Welcome back to another episode of Compassionate Mindfulness, the podcast dedicated to helping you break down barriers to your inner peace and in turn change your life. I'm your host and inner shift coach, Tanya Manuma, and I'm so thrilled to be here with you today as we embark on a journey towards fulfillment. This is the space that empowers you to design your own greatness as we explore the fascinating journeys of personal development and optimal wellness. Okay, so this March, I want us to reflect on what community means to us. We're delving deep into the essence of community and what it truly means to cultivate and nurture it. Today, I have a special treat for you as we sit down with someone who embodies the spirit of community building in every aspect of her life. Our first guest is none other than Chef and Coach T Light, a beacon of light in her community. She wears many hats, from life coach to spiritual counselor and, of course, chef extraordinaire. She's also a devoted mother of two who has spent the past decade pouring her heart and soul into the well-being of her loved ones and clients. In 2018, she blazed the trail by opening the first Black-owned holistic center in Montreal, offering a sanctuary of holistic healing and health alternatives. Her focus on womb healing, mental health, and specialties such as Yoni Lingam steam has garnered her widespread acclaim. But her journey doesn't stop there. She has recognized the profound impact of food on not just the body, but also the mind and soul. Through her venture, La Kukai, she pioneers Afro-vegan cuisine, offering a myriad of experiences, including private chef services, catering, meal prep, super clubs, detox programs, courses, and coaching sessions. For Chef and Coach T Light, it's not just about the food on the plate. It's about fostering a deep connection with the ingredients and with oneself. As she so aptly puts it, the re-education of how we connect with source is primordial. Connecting with the ingredients is what creates symbiosis between the body, mind, and soul. That's how we start healing. So join us as we delve into her inspiring journey, her insights on community building, and how she's making a tangible difference in the lives of those around her. Get ready for a soul-nourishing conversation that will leave you inspired and hungry for more. Hello, beautiful Gitana. Thank you so much for being on the podcast.
Thank you for having me. Hello, everybody.
Of course. This month is all about fostering amazing communities and how it can help us on our personal growth journey. And knowing you, seeing you in action, knowing how important community is to you, I wanted you to be my first guest for the month of March to address this. And so my first question to you is, can you share a pivotal moment or experience that helped you realize the importance of community building in your journey?
Oh, wow. Hello. Well, first of all, hi, everybody. I'm Gitana, aka Chef T Light. And it's an honor to be here as the first. You didn't tell me I was the first girl. So that's like, wow, I'm so honored.
First in March. Yes. For this, I had to have you on first.
I'm blessed. Well, that for me is community right there, to honor each other and to be able to like just pick up and support each other in the work that we do. It's really what community is about. One of the things that makes me see that community is so important is every moment in my life, whatever I go through, whatever I want to cry or celebrate, to call my surrounded, to be surrounded by my girls, by my friends, by my family. That's my little community. So that's, for me, is the first roots of community. You know, it's commune, it's unity. It's to be surrounded by love, it's surrounded by the people that love and support you and cherish you. If I talk about community in a sense of our community as Black folks, as Montrealers, as the world, I think every single moment is pivotal. Like, it wouldn't be fair to just choose one, because that's how we live. That's how family is built. That's how unity is created, right? So I could be with Desta, and I'm helping at the church, where I help with people that needs eat, that needs food, that needs situation or just to help. That's another point. If I'm at church with my family, it's another community. I was brought up in church, so I was surrounded by community. We are 7 kids at home, you know, so community was always something for me. So there's not one moment, because I think I live, breathe, I am community. So yeah, it would be hard to define.
Yeah, that's what I sensed from you too. That's why I had to have you on as soon as possible, because the sense of community kind of oozes out of you. And you're very warm and loving when you meet people. So that's the kind of community I want to be around. And so it's very special to me to have you around. How has this realization shaped your approach to fostering and nurturing communities?
As much as a people person, I am a loner. I like to have my peace. But I also realized the years of working with community, working for my community, in the community, if you don't have it around you, there's a sense of you that is lost, you know? For me, when I'm alone too long, I know something is missing. So I need to be surrounded by people. But with age and time, I would say that my community is really much more defined by the reciprocity. I need to feel that as much as I give, I also do receive. And therefore, my community has been key people that I know that I'm evolving and growing with. So that's like my inner circle, my inner community. When I work in the community, for the community, then I have more of this aspect of coming to help, to be at service, to be as of guide. So I would say with time and age, community for me has evolved, and it has changed also, because I had a temple, I had a place where I used to work, and it was all for the community. But if I reach out to my community, I didn't feel like I received the support that I would have wished to have. Not as much as I give, right? So it's very important when we speak about community that we understand what is the work that you want to provide in the community. Because community is a space that we need each other to heal, to grow, to eat, to survive, to strive, right? But sometimes in that same community, you can also be hurt. And I think we don't speak about that when we speak about community, because you have a certain expectation of familyhood, because community, it's a family. And as we all know, all families are not always okay. So now that we are just finished Black History Month, which is all about community, all about us remembering our gift, our talent, why we are here, that we're kings and queens, I'm thinking it's time we get off of the slavery mentality and really use the word community for what it is, which is for us to be in perfect unison. Like, it's brotherhood, it's sisterhood, it's familyhood, you know? So for me, community is really redefining the center of all of us, which is home.
That's so beautiful. And I love that the realization sometimes has to be that you have to learn to protect your energy in community, because a lot of times you're giving, 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 and there's nothing wrong with giving, but you can get drained.
Yes.
You can easily get drained. So to be surrounded with people who understand that too is extremely important. That realization is beautiful. Yeah. Thank you for sharing that. What are some key strategies or practices you've implemented to cultivate a strong sense of belonging and connection within your community?
For me, going to work with this that at the church, United Church, it brought me back the sense of community in another way. This summer I was going to a little of me time, dark time, rest time, forced time where God tell you need to rest, right? And going through that journey, going to the church really brought me back to the roots of when I met community. Like I was saying, I was brought up in church with 7 siblings. And we were always surrounded by the uncles and the aunties and stuff like that. And growing up, doing the work in the community, you kind of forget the roots of it. So me going to the church was like, first, I'm in the center of what I know, which is church. Second is what I always knew, the Bible, if we can say it like that, taught me, which is to give back to my community. Give bread, give food, give stuff. So to be able to have a food bank and the first Black center church in Montreal that's over a century. It's 100-year-old. Nelson Mandela came here. Olivia Jones is still there. So to be with major people like that, to be in an ancestral church and to be in church where it's full of Black people and that we are serving food to the community, it was for me the best. It helped me. It helped my soul. It reminded me of me and my roots. It reminded me how much I do love to give, to care, to take care of the elderly people as well, to honor them. And to see my kids running around and meeting other friends while we are cooking together, while we are feeding together, while we are helping ex-con, people that are ready to get back to society, have a community where they can fill out help as well. That was one of the best things that could have happened to me. It reminded me of, okay, yes, I'm a chef. Yes, I'm a healer. But I also need healing. And healing is in home, is in family, is in community. And by giving back to those that are in need in the society that you can't even believe that there's a lack of food, you're like, wow. And it's all of us. Not one person is paid. It's voluntary work. It's going back to the roots of giving back to those we love and we care. And that it makes you see life in a perspective of my problem are not that big, you know. And if I forget about what I'm going through for a minute and I dive in community, not only do I heal, but I also see where each and every one of us here can help each other out.
That gave me goosebumps. I love. So what I'm hearing is that one of the biggest strategies for you is to dive in.
Yeah.
Dive into the community, because that's where you get a lot of your, almost like you're getting reborn and you're thinking about all of the beautiful lessons you've learned throughout your life, because it reminds you so deeply about all of that.
Yeah. Right?
Childhood. Yeah. And how do you foster engagement and participation amongst members of a community?
Conversation. It's really conversation. A simple hi can open so much door. When you genuinely come in with love and you just want to know how you doing, like, how are you? And you can see through the eyes if it's okay or not, you know? Because when you come to like the church, let's say, everybody comes because they want to talk. They want to be heard. They want to be seen. Or sometimes they just want to not think about their self so much. And giving back is like the best way to forget about your issue, your problem, right? So just a simple hi and opening the conversation. How are you? How are you doing? How are you feeling this week? Hey, I haven't seen you last week. Are you okay? Do you need anything? It just opens a door for communication, for conversation. And I think people sense it when it's genuine.
Yes.
When you can actually say, I'm not okay today. Okay, cool. You want to take 2 minutes to talk about it? Oh, yeah. And then you see naturally they just start the conversation. You just need an open heart.
Yeah.
And have the energy to receive.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Thank you for that. Are you ready to embark on a journey towards inner peace and transformation? I believe that self-discovery and community are the heartbeat of growth, and our retreats are designed to bring people together on a shared path to inner peace and optimal wellness. Join us for our upcoming wellness retreat, where you'll experience the power of community like never before. Immerse yourself in nurturing environments surrounded by like-minded individuals who are committed to personal growth and well-being. During this transformative retreat, You'll enjoy mindfulness practices to cultivate inner peace and resilience, interactive workshops and group activities to foster connection, holistic wellness sessions designed to rejuvenate mind, body, and spirit, spa and cold plunge, and opportunities for reflection, relaxation, and self-discovery in a serene, natural setting. Don't miss this chance to replenish your soul, deepen your connections, and return home feeling refreshed and inspired. Spaces are limited, so reserve your spot today. Visit www.zenya.ca/links for more information and to secure your place at our upcoming April 2024 wellness retreat. We can't wait to welcome you to our community. In your experience, what are some of the most significant benefits and outcomes that individuals derive from being a part of a supportive and engaged community?
I would say healing is the best, is what community brings. We are suffering as a community because we don't speak, because depression is not something you should talk about, because a divorce is so hurtful, because being broke is not a conversation you should say out loud. And the fact that you are in a setup and are in a space where you have a community, where you have your brothers, your sisters, people that you trust, that you can talk to, it always brings healing. To sit around a table with food and just sharing and talking, it's a conversation. So at the end of the day, I really truly believe that we love our community because we are looking for healing. We are looking for a place where we could feel good. We could sense that we are home, that we are heard, we are seen. And that we can receive help without being judged.
Yeah. Oh, man. Again, goosebumps. Just the fact of being heard is such a crucial part of community. Just knowing that you're not alone in whatever you're going through. There's so many other people going through it. Your struggle is unique, of course. But just hearing that somebody else may be having some variation of what you're going through helps in the healing process tremendously. Yeah.
And how I think we could reduce depression.
Yes.
If community was like so something that is not so far hidden, you know?
Yeah.
It feels like we take our community for granted. You take the people you love the most for granted because they're there, you know? But when you put it in a setup where we honor each other, we care for each other, it's different. And I really think it could reduce so much mental health.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree with that wholeheartedly. I also believe the same. How would you say have you seen your community positively impact the lives of its members? You kind of gave a hint of that.
I don't know. That's like a tricky question because I'm like, did I answer that already? How do I see my community give a hand back? My kids, I would say, my children, to be able, I'm a single mom, right? So I need community. I need my surrounding to be able to lay upon and help me out when the days that I can't. So definitely throughout my children, I'm seeing a great community of uncles and aunties that are friends and longtime friends. So that's always amazing to see our children grow and help and play together. In the states and the environment of the community, I would say it helped me out a lot. Like I said, you know, I think I needed it in a time where I thought I was lost, in a time that I lost people that I do value, that I care as my own community. The universe showed me an exterior one that is much more helpful. To be able to go to the church again every Tuesday is like something that I make mandatory, and that I don't request money for it. Really brings back the sense of like how things should be, you know? Because everything is involved around money. Every conversation is, what do you bring into my life? But when you go in community and you put all of that aside and you're genuinely like there to give back or to receive or to share, to talk, to communicate, to cry, to log, I mean, it gives us a sense of peace, of remembering what love is, what family is.
Yeah, and remembering what it's all about. It's not always all about money.
No.
Thank you so much for this conversation. I can't wait for us to collaborate again. For those listening, you may not know, but Gitana and I have collaborated before, and we do plan on collaborating again. There's so much going on in both of our lives. So it's taking a bit longer than we expected, but stay tuned, everybody. The community building continues with both of us and beyond. So thank you again for sharing your time.
Thank you for having me. And yes, if I may say to everybody, is find with a place of where you belong the most, where you can share, where you can care without even expecting anything in return, but simple love and joy. And that's how you build your community.
Yes. And let everybody know where they can find you as well.
Right now I am rebuilding and rebranching everything out. You can always check me out on Chef Tea Light on Instagram. AtelierKai.com is coming very soon, but by spring, I guess I'll be easier to find.
Yes, and I'll put that in the show notes for everybody. Thank you.
All right.
As we draw this episode to a close, I hope you're feeling inspired to join a community that serves you. I invite you to take a moment to reflect on the power of community in your life. Consider the connections you formed and the support you've received. And ask yourself, how can I contribute positively to my community today? Whether it's reaching out to a neighbor in need, volunteering your time for a local cause, or simply lending an empathetic ear to a friend. Every small act of kindness strengthens the fabric of your communities. Remember, true change begins with us. And by nurturing our communities, we create a ripple effect of positivity and connection that can transform the world. So I encourage you to take action today, reach out, connect, and make a difference in someone's life. Together, we can create a world where community thrives and every individual feels seen, heard, and valued. Thank you so much for tuning in. And if you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and until next time, stay inspired, keep spreading love, continue to live with mindfulness and compassion, never stop learning and growing, and visit me on Instagram and start your own conversation. Many blessings to you. As always, I thank you for tuning in. These episodes are meant to be of massive value to you, and so I hope you got something out of it. And if you did, all I ask in return is for you to give it a thumbs up, give it some love in the reviews, share with one or two friends whom you know will benefit from hearing this content. Check out the links in the description. Continue to lead with empathy, and I'll catch you on the next episode. Many blessings. This podcast is presented to you solely for educational purposes. It is not intended to be a substitute for the advice of a medical or other qualified professional.